Hunter Biden's $49,910 rent exactly matches deposit on office shared with Chinese energy company. By Wendell Hasebo on January 16, 2023. Hunter Biden's rent of $49,910 matches a rental deposit at the House of Sweden related to the Biden family business venture with the infamous China energy company. Hunter's $49,910 deposit also matches the amount of money he logged on a 2018 background check document unearthed by the New York Post's Miranda Devine. Update: this story has been revised for accuracy regarding the frequency and target of Hunter Biden's $49,910 rent payments. In an email on October 13, 2017, Cecilia Browning, the general manager of House of Sweden, an office complex in Washington, D.C., emailed Hunter about a lease that Hunter and his Chinese business partners were trying to terminate, according to emails unearthed from Hunter's laptop from hell. Browning notes the amount of the deposit was $49,910 for the office space and that it would be returned to Hunter upon signing a lease termination document. If you are willing to terminate the lease of number 507, the owners are willing to let you out of the lease as of December 31, 2017, Browning emailed Hunter. Please note that there is a security deposit paid by you of $49,910 which will be returned within 15 days after the termination of the lease, after inspection of normal wear and tear. Hunter had apparently requested the termination of the lease after his deal with China Energy fell apart. The Biden family had previously negotiated a deal with whereby President Joe Biden, big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture, whistleblower Tony Bobulinski stated. I do have good news. I spoke with the head office and they are willing to let you out of the lease as of December 31st this year, Browning emailed Hunter a month later. Just wanted to make sure that you received my email below. And also to ask you to confirm so that we can prepare the lease termination documents. Hunter appeared not to respond. Browning sent a third email to Hunter on December 14 requesting confirmation of the lease. Hunter, we haven't seen you for a while in the building and I wanted to make sure that you received my emails below. As you can see, I now have the approval to terminate your lease as per our discussion in October. Without any penalty, either December 31, 2017 or January 31, 2018, whatever is more convenient for you. Please confirm so that we can start preparing the lease termination documents. Hunter's assistant Katie Dodge finally responded on January 22, 2018, to Browning. Dodge said Hunter did not want to terminate the lease. But a few days later, Dodge emailed Browning on January 30 and confirmed Hunter would like to terminate the lease. Yes, we are confirming that Hunter would like to terminate the lease and exit the unit at the end of February 28, and that the security deposit will cover the remaining rent less. We will pay you the few thousand more for any damage. You can let me know what that amount will be. Hunter's $49,910 deposit matches the amount of money he logged on a 2018 background check document unearthed by the Post's Miranda Devine. Hunter claimed on the form he paid $49,910 in monthly rent from March 2017 to February 2018. It has since been learned that the rent was paid quarterly, not monthly. The document was signed in July 2018. The lease dates on the email chain between Hunter and the House of Sweden have not been delineated. The background check also noted that Hunter's residence was Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, where the president kept classified documents alongside his Corvette in the garage. The form additionally reveals Hunter checked a box showing he was an owner of the current residence. It's not clear why Hunter noted he owned the location. The $49,910 rent amount far exceeds the money recorded on Biden's taxes. Joe Biden's 2017 tax return on Schedule E only listed $19,800 in rents received. In 2018, Biden listed no rent received. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.